calcium, titanium, vanadium, yttrium, niobium, barium, thorium, uranium, manganese, cobalt, nickel, copper, zinc, cadmium, gold, mercury, sulfur, chlorine, arsenic, selenium, tin, antimony,
takes a while to get into the rhythm and the feel of it, and it's got its own kind of ecosystem in terms of speed and the registering of the sound and how the sound comes up, and this, that you're caught between what you can see, and your eyes of course flick around really quickly, but then the sound thing comes along and draws you down into it. It's almost as if you have to get through that kind of particular rhythm of looking, that pace, for other thoughts to come up in your mind, like the various questions about how, why, what's happening. Like the thing itself, the materiality, the paint, that's kind of like the thick glugginess of the paint as opposed to the totally smooth, unbumpy sound. I was kind of fascinated by the mildly radioactive corner and the orangeness of that paint, which strangely fitted nicely together. You know, the kind of a dangerous corner. But that was very subtle. It wasn't. I like the fact that it's not spectacular, you know. And I'm not very keen on art, so I'm not the sort of person who would notice the landscape in it, you know.
now the camera's looking at a pale grey patch of paint, and I can see on the screen the minerals and elements: titanium, chromium, tantalum, tungsten, mercury, tin, lead, bismuth, barium, arsenic, and cobalt. And here, on a grey-blue patch, titanium, vanadium, chromium, barium, zinc, and mercury.